Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio program. We parse the words of Belichick, Bill Belichick, the longest tenured coach in the NFL. And he says that the quarterback gig in New England is wide open. It's a clean slate. But what are the odds that Cam Newton wins the Patriots starting job when the regular season begins? We open up Benny's Sportsbook right now in hour number four. So you're saying there's a chance. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we tune the magic eye coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Zen, the peaceful and calm Zen of Ben, the Fox Sports Radio studios. So I like a good quarterback controversy. Well, sure, we have a good quarterback controversy, but we have something close to that in Foxborough. At least it qualifies as supposedly an open competition. The Patriots are attempting to return to contender status after a year on the hamster wheel of mediocrity. And Cam Newton, look who's back. Look who's back now. Cam Newton, who enters training camp as New England's starting quarterback, supposedly. Now, there are contingents, factions, that believe that he is going to face immense pressure from Mac Jones, the Alabama quarterback, the first-round selection of the Pats, and Jared Stidham, who's going to cast a spell on Bill Belichick. Well, Belichick expanded on the quarterback competition. If there is a quarterback competition, Cam Newton seems to be the number one guy at the start, but Patriots preparing as they began training camp on Tuesday and their second camp since Tom Brady had his exodus. And did you hear what Belichick had to say? Maybe not. So we have the audio. Bill Belichick addressing if there will be an open competition to be the starting quarterback for the 2021 Patriots in training camp. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Here it is.
Every one of us has to go out and establish our level of performance in whatever our role or capacity is. So it's a new season. You know, we've done some things in the spring, but this is really the start of football season in terms of the team building part here in training camp. So we all have a lot of work to do. That includes all of us. So until we go out and do anything, then it's pretty much a clean slate, including the coaches and all the players.
All right, so that part just before the end was what we call the money quote. Belichick, as you heard there, he said, we all have a lot of work to do. Until we go out and do anything, it's pretty much a clean slate. That's as close to something interesting as you will get out of Bill Belichick. He doesn't give you much to work with. But parsing the words of Belichick, there are some NFL media types that are banging on the drum here that phrase, clean slate means open quarterback competition. Speak of the devil and the devil shall appear. So let us discuss. The question, what are the odds? We've done this before, but let's do it again. What are the odds that Cam Newton starts for the Patriots when we get to the regular season in early September? So I'm going to set the line, the money line, the Maller money line, at minus 300. If you're not a gambler, that implies a 75% chance that Cam Newton ends up as sweet as honey for Bill Belichick, and he might even crack a smile. So I've got Country Mile, English Proverb, and Boilerplate. And we'll put all these things together. Make the Baba Ganoush! We'll make the Baba Ganoush! All right, so to kick off, there are some that cover the Patriots who are trying to create a quarterback controversy out of thin air. They're grabbing at thin air, trying to bend the rules of time and space to make this a quarterback controversy. I don't buy it. All right, the way I understand things, there is no extreme drama. outside of injury, which is a possibility. Cam Newton has had a lot of those in recent years. But outside of that, in golf parlance, this is known as a gimme. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to keep the job all season, but at least at the start of the year, I'm going 75%. It's likely higher than that. And the way I look at it is Cam Newton has nobody to blame but the person in the mirror, mirror on the wall, if he screws this up. Look around. Look over there, look over there, look over there. If you look around the landscape, the Patriots locker room, he's in the driver's seat. But that's only part of the story. I mean, he's essentially starting the race in training camp a country mile ahead of the other contenders. Now, Cam Newton can't go out there and roll around and vomit. He needs to show that he's not going to be a pushover like he was last season. But he'll be given the benefit of the doubt, the ace up the sleeve, the Belichick factor in the eye of the hurricane. Bill Belichick has a kinship with the veteran. Right? He does. He's old school. Belichick's from the old country. And he loves guys also that work cheap. And relatively speaking, all these guys are well paid. But compared to other quarterbacks, Cam Newton is working for a pittance. And those components combined together go a long way in determining who gets the gig. And so these Patriot beat writers can wax lyrical about this guy, that guy, and the other guy, but I'm not buying it. Now, that's it, right? That's it. Even though Belichick, he has this methodical approach to roster building and all, Cam Newton recently has not only been a quarterback, he has been lousy. And if you go back to 2017, the start of that season, Cam Newton has started 27 games. He's 24-23. And he's got very mediocre numbers, averaging 7 yards per pass attempt, completing 63%, which is average. 70% is where you want to be considered good. And so that's baseline. That's a baseline quarterback. And last year, he wasn't even a baseline quarterback. He had the kind of passing numbers that the NFL has not seen since the 1970s, the dark ages of passing in the NFL. But still, the lean is in the direction of Belichick. All right, now, furthermore, let's talk about Mac Jones. Mac Jones, the hotshot rookie from Alabama, the epitome of a late bloomer. If you read the draft, guys, now, to be fair, he hadn't played at Alabama until last year. But if you look at Mac Jones' numbers, or the scouting reports, rather, he was projected based on the measurables, projected as a mid-round pick. And there have been some other Alabama quarterbacks in the past that were just game managers. And he all of a sudden skyrocketed up the boards in the draft nerds' minds. And now it helps to ride the coattails of Nick Saban. Just being around Nick Saban as a college football player, you kick a lot of butt, and that's impressive, right? That's impressive. And it's easier to blaze a trail to the NFL. So even if Mac and Cheese outperforms Cam Newton in training camp, and some are, as I said, just going on and on about how great he is and all this, I still believe he'll be using the tools of ignorance, holding the clipboard and wearing a ball cap as he wanders the sidelines as a bystander. And Belichick treats rookies like the English proverb, right? The old English proverb, they should be seen but not heard. And they say that for children, but Belichick feels that way about rookies. He gives them the cold shoulder. They're ostracized. Yeah, well, he didn't like you. I'm sorry. Come to terms with that. He didn't like you. And so he's mentioned the old school, and that's Belichick. And so doesn't matter that Mac Jones initially didn't impress anyone. He put up numbers finally that turned some heads there, and enough for the Patriots to draft him. Then the other name here is Jared Stidham, who was getting tremendous praise during the COVID 2020 training camp, but he's currently not even active. He's on the PUP list. He's on the physically unable to perform list. I don't know what's his problem, but it's unknown if he's going to be out long-term on that. All right, last point here. So Bill Belichick doesn't give you much meat on the bone. We played a soundbite from Belichick at the beginning of this Maller monologue. He's very robotic with his answers. That's an understatement, right? Doesn't whine a lot, just gives boring answers. Paint by numbers. Belichick has done so many news conferences
at this point that he has a boilerplate response for everything that he deems necessary to give a boilerplate response. The only time he goes off the script is when he talks about Lawrence Taylor. He loves talking about Lawrence Taylor. Some of the old NFL players, or if you get him talking about war history, then he will give you a lot of good stuff. Now, the writers who cover the Patriots and cover the NFL, they just eat this stuff up. They love the generic answers. You'd think they'd be tired of it and be over it, but no, they like it. It's like he's a motivational speaker with lines like this. Did you see Belichick said this is a quote from Belichick. Quote, a big part of football is the actual football part of it. Wow, that is deep. That is motivational speaker territory, as I said. Put that on a poster and sell that. Put that on a website that has all those famous quotes. The man is ready for the regular season. And it's like those meathead guys on TV, the old jocks that get on TV and say, that guy's a football player. And I'm like, well, yeah, they're all football players. I mean, that's what happened. It's football. It's pro football. They're all football players. So anyway, Bill Belichick, the big dummies in the media love that. They're like, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Can't be better than this. So, so good. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part of this program, it is plausibly a call-in show. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part of the festivities, I know the big story that a lot of people are buzzing about here is Simone Biles, who quit at the Olympics and is being called a hero, very heroic to quit. That's where we've become as a sporting nation here, that you are now celebrated for quitting. So pretty much whatever you do as an athlete, if you overcome adversity and show great mental toughness, we celebrate that. If you show no mental toughness and quit, we celebrate that also. So really, being an athlete's great. There's nothing you can do, nothing where you will get criticized. Not a damn thing. You can't criticize anyone. And that's the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card, right? No criticism, cannot do it. If you withdraw from a competition, right? It's, oh my God, you're such bravery. Oh, it's one. It makes me want to puke. Makes me want to puke.
Why?
Yeah. And in this urinating match with everyone trying to one up each other with compliments, and it's like, oh, I'm going to compliment Simone Biles more than you, and oh. It's just disgusting. It's so sick. It really is. It just, listen, she had all those medals, won a bunch of medals. Congratulations. But I think you're still open to criticism because you can be an Olympic champion and also a quitter. Just like you can be a great NBA player and quit on your team like Scottie Pippen did, or you can be Roberto Duran and be a great boxer and then no mas. I mean, these things happen.
Nick Van Exel.
All right. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll take your phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And you can be part of the big radio program here. Later this hour, we have Password, the word game of the stars. A password. Straight ahead, it's 5 and counting. 5 and counting. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Hey, goodbye. Yeah.
Now, we still got a lot of time left, actually.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
A gentleman goes by the name of Booger Eating, so you know he's legit, says, I love how Bill Belichick and Greg Popovich frustrate, sandbag, and demean media goobers. Always a highlight of football and basketball season. It only works, though, if they're good. Like, the Spurs sucked last year. Patriots stunk. Raz quit the band, says, I was going to call into the show for my first time ever. I even had it half dialed, but then I hung up because mental issues and bravery. I'd be awaiting your praise in the fetal position. So he says. Outstanding. All right, let's go to the phones right now. And eeny, meeny, miny, moe, let's say hello to beer-drinking Brian in Kansas City, the greater Kansas City area. I understand it's his birthday, so we don't do birthday shout-outs. I hope you understand, beer-drinking Brian. This is not a morning zoo show. That's not how we operate, so we cannot wish you a happy birthday, but it is your birthday. Oh, boy.
Ah!
He'll never know you wished him happy birthday now.
No, he's just going to go back and listen to the podcast and all that. He has been on hold for a while.
Since the start of the show.
Oh.
Happy birthday, you old man.
Why'd you have to add that in there, Coop? You didn't have to add that in there. You're just piling on. Why would you do that? By the way, what else does he have to do? He's got nothing else to do, right? I mean, it's
sleep.
It's his birthday.
Listen, we're his best friends on this show, yes?
I know, and we can't even get to him on his birthday.
No, I got to him. He's not there. And by the way, listen, I saved him. This is our most listened to hour, the last hours of the show, our fourth hour is the most listened to hour. So I saved him for prime time. So really, that was my birthday present, and this is the thanks I get to beer drinking Brian.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So he's keeping a low profile, beer drinking Brian. He's keeping a low profile, but deep down, he's listening right now.
You think he's at least getting like good sleeps now with no, you know, drum playing or
people running around with machetes?
No, yeah, nobody beating the crap out of him. I mean,
I don't think he's gotten a good night's sleep in a while. I mean, he's listening to our show every night. We'll check back. Maybe he'll call back, beer drinking Brian. But happy birthday. There you go. No shout-out, though. We don't do the shout-out. Can't do the shout-out. Will not do the shout-out. People have been upset, Eddie, that we did not have time for the nickname rundown for you. And, of course, I haven't done my nickname rundown in a long time. I think mine's more impressive than yours. I think you'd agree with that. I'm known as the spin master of misinformation, the bannering broadcaster. I've been called the Beethoven of BS, curmudgeon of commentary. Chasm of sarcasm, czar of zany, dark knight of weeknight sports radio, mogul of mischief, Benny the Brazen, king of zing,
who?
Moneyball Maller, Benny the Bopper, facetious fox, sultan of insulted.
You get nothing.
The shaman of schadenfreude.
Can I see your balls, sir? I'd like to see.
Jumping jack of wisecrack, insight of overnight, medicine man Maller, neighbor. Of negativity, sage of outrage, pinnacle of cynical, prince of preposterous, professor of propaganda, hazar of
that
hyperbole.
Fertilizer, says Camp, over and over. That is fertilizer.
And the Mad Hatter of sports chatter, and that is only
$500,000. I'll endorse a gay magazine.
What's wrong with that? I was woke before woke was woke, and that's a half of the nickname rundown.
Tom Looney owns me. I'm his bitch. Clearly,
which is without you'd agree is. More impressive than Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold, Corporate 9-to-5, Jar Jar, Mad F Bomber of Sports Fodder, the Puck Ducker, AAA Gated Garcia.
Much and now I have no signature thong.
And Roberto, who I think we call him the Duke of Dining, I think we
That's
call
right.
him the Menudo Maker.
That's right.
And the world-class cookie baker. That's what we...
That's right.
And Coop's just Coopaloo. He's just Koopaloop. That's it.
Boogaloo.
That's
come
Doc
on.
Mike
he's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. Come on.
Yeah, that's true as well. Let's go to the phones again. I'm a glutton for punishment. Let's go to the Twin Cities now and say hello to Hollerin' James. Hello, Hollerin' James. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's how you sleep, beer drinking Brian. That is how you sleep.
All hell breaks loose, Eddie, right now. Here we go. Let's enjoy this call. It's going to be a great call. I think he's got us on.
He is listening at least to the show.
He's not snoring as much as he normally
Unlike, is. Unlike old Helmet Man, he'd be listening to something else.
James.
I miss Helmet Man. Do
it again, Coop.
James.
Oh, there you go. Hey, James, the Twins just traded for Kirby Puckett.
I Boy, that ties our all-time record. Two consecutive snoring and sleeping callers.
Okay, now it's getting better. Now he's warming up. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. Wonderful. Rhythmic snoring. Hollering James.
Should be an Olympic sport.
Medal winner. He never quits a phone call. He stays and snores right through the phone. Yeah. Ooh. Greatest bit we've ever done, Eddie, when he won a game show like this. Snoring.
Yes. Yep.
Greatest bit ever done.
Phenomenal.
History of radio. No one's done better. I'll put that up against any bit in the history of radio, and it was perfect. All right. Leave him on any longer, we'll get called into the principal's office with management. We don't want that, so we'll try to avoid that. So five and counting, and that would be an NFL player who has been in the 99 club now for five straight years. The highest honor in the video game world for a professional football player is the Madden 99 club for the fifth consecutive year. Blank is part of it. Who do you think it is, Eddie? Did you see this?
Oh, it's got to be Steelers great T.J. Watt.
I didn't see it, but I'm fairly confident I know the answer.
All right. Who do you think it is?
Aaron Donald.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who?
Aaron Donald.
Never heard of him.
Because you can ram it all day and you can ram it all night. Aaron Donald, 99 strength, 99 awareness, and an 82 speed rating on Madden, but overall a 99 ranking, and he is at the very top for five consecutive years. Do you think they'll ever, for promotion, I think they will, give out a 100 rating at some point on Madden?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
At some point, the game will not be popular anymore, and there'll be some highfalutin, can't-miss, Adonis-like athlete that'll come along, and they'll give him 100.
I thought there would never be a unanimous Baseball Hall of Famer, and it did happen. So,
if they didn't give Patrick Mahomes 100 after that season, I don't think anybody's getting 100.
Nah, we'll see about that. And I saw the rankings out. I always love – this is the yearly complaints when they give out the Madden rankings, and then players complain, oh, I can't believe I was disrespected like that. I wasn't high enough and all. Get all angry and all that. I saw the rookie ratings were out for Madden, and the highest rated rookie, he's a rookie. Who do you think the highest rated rookie is in the Madden game? What do you think? From the 2021 draft, obviously.
Trevor Lawrence.
No, not Trevor Lawrence.
Najee Harris.
No, 0 for 2. Roberto? I love how Eddie goes with all Steelers on
the offensive game. Lineman from the Chargers. What's that guy's name, the rookie?
He's a rookie.
He was a rookie.
Who?
No. The answer is a tight end. Kyle Pitts
of
the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. He had an 81 rating. Trevor Lawrence is tied for second with Jalen Waddle. And Pat Surtain the second is next on the list. So,
Coop likes that. Yeah.
Likes that name. Likes seeing that name out
there. I don't know you guys play Madden, though. So
you play Madden, though. You're Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get the new game every year, or do you play the old
game? Yeah, I get the new game just because I can't update the rosters if I have the old game. Because
he's a sucker. That's why.
Wow.
It's the same game every year, right?
Yeah.
They don't really change it. Yeah. It's just
it's a $70 roster update.
No, I never buy it. I always get it during Black Friday.
I played
it's a $40.
I played the one with Antonio Brown when he was on the cover a few years ago, and but I like playing like the video game version where I don't like playing the high.
It's got to be the arcade version.
I like the arcade version, man. That's what I like.
No.
That's more like the games I grew up with, the arcade version. I enjoy the arcade.
NFL Blitz?
I like Tecmo Bowl. I go back. I'm old school. I'm a purist when it comes to the video games. I am. Anyway, I think they should bring the ambulance running out on the field when player gets hurt.
That's
what they should bring back. That was great. That's how I grew up. I think we need Bo Jackson, Tecmo Bo is what we need.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker,
for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Did you see we actually had a big trade in hockey? Marc-Andre Fleury.
On the move, Eddie.
Shipped out of Vegas, headed to Chicago to join the Blackhawks. 17-year veteran, won his first ever Vezina Trophy this year as the league's top goalie, had a career-best .928 save percentage.
That's
and
an act
goals
of disrespect.
Goals average under two.
Explain the trade.
Well, it's a cost-cutting move for Vegas. They had two high-priced goalies.
Costs.
And so
they picked
the younger, cheaper guy, which is kind of the reality of salary cap.
That's
sports.
Why I don't ask for a lot of money, Eddie. I want to be the cheaper guy.
Yeah. First time in 20 years a reigning Vezina Trophy winner was traded. Last time it happened, Dominik Hasek, the Dominator.
Oh, he was good.
Shipped by the Buffalo Sabres to the Detroit Red Wings in 2001. Marc-Andre Fleury now saying he is contemplating his future.
Oh.
Does not know if he wants to join a rebuilding team.
Come on. There's deep dish pizza in Chicago.
Oh,
Doc
so
Mike will drive you around there in the Windy City.
Giordano's my favorite.
They love the Blackhawks. That's an original six team, Eddie. You want to play for those teams. Their fans are so arrogant and cocky. They tell you how great they are all the time.
Yeah, he's got $7 million on the table. I'm pretty sure he's gonna go play for him. So.
No, you go there and you become the number one trade target for the other teams that need a goaltender late in the next season. Boom, done. You're only there for half a year, and then they trade your ass somewhere else.
Our guy Rob in Vegas is very, very sad about this.
He's upset. Yeah,
he's upset.
He's ready to go root for the Red Wings or something like that. He's from Michigan. So it is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show as we press on. I like the trade. Usually trades are you get something, you know, in return and all that, but I guess you can make trades. You don't get anything in return. You just give players away and all that stuff. It does happen from time to time. Let's see. Page down. What did I want to read here? Can't read that on the air. We'll skip over that. People asking, where is Marcel? We need food picks. No, you don't. He's not. He didn't call in. We have Lunch Meat, who did call in. He's driving around a truck right now. Hello, Lunch Meat.
Big man, what's happening, man?
Welcome in, Lunch. What's the lunch meat of the day today?
Pastrami, how about that?
I love pastrami. That's a great deli meat, pastrami. I love pastrami. Yeah.
That old boy that y'all had on before me snowing, man, y'all need to send that man a CPAP ASAP. That brother will stop a bear in his tracks, man.
and that wasn't even, Lunch Meat, that wasn't even one of his better performances. That was a marginal performance by Hollering Jim. This guy has been so loud, he's woken up the dead at cemeteries. He's that loud.
Yeah, man, that's some pavement moving right there, man.
Yeah.
But, hey, I agree with you. Oh, girl, she quit, man. There's only two things. Win is win, quit is quit. I don't care about the accolades. I don't care about the medals, you know, that she has. You know what that means? That means she won then. Guess what? She quit, y'all. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You're right.
We all got mental health problems.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are, listen, I'm not saying there's, people do have serious mental health problems, but I think because you don't play well in a sporting competition, that does not, to me, in my perspective, does not, as I understand it, does not raise to mental health. And every athlete, I don't know if you've been paying attention, Lunch Meat, just about everyone's been using the mental health. It's like the get out of jail free card in sports now. Ben Simmons couldn't make a foul shot. They said it was mental health. You can't rip him. Naomi Osaka quits at the French Open. Mental health, can't rip her. Simone Biles quits at the Olympics. Mental health, can't rip her. It's the go-to defense. It's perfect. If I was an athlete, I would say the same thing, even if it wasn't true. Because people are afraid to say, wait a minute, that's bullcrap.
Yeah, I'm not going to work tomorrow. Why? Because I got mental health. And I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying, hey, look, it's a security blanket. Now, you said something earlier that I agree with, but I kind of disagree with, but I also agree with, which is, hey, there's somebody at home who could have made the team and who would like to compete. Okay, you're right, but there's a flip side of that, which is, well, Simone Biles, she did earn her spot, to have the choice to quit or not quit. But,
well, but hey, no, but if you're going to quit, do it before the event, and you know, or before you show up. If you're battling something and you're not sure you can be able to compete, then allow someone else who is able to compete to finish the event and have their moment in the sun. She's already won all her medals and all. She's gotten all the glory and all that.
Yeah, and what happened, I was me and Mrs. Lunchmeat, we were watching it a couple nights ago when her event first started. Man, she was struggling from day one, though. She started out, you know, struggling. I don't know if you saw that, but...
Well, my wife loves it. I try to stay in the other room when she's watching. But I hear, and your pastrami, what is Mrs. Lunchmeat? What kind of deli meat is she?
Fried bologna, baby.
Fried bologna. you know what? I like you, Lunch. I'm giving you a golden ticket, man. I like you. You got to call me more often, Lunch Meat.
Roger that, man. Y'all be good.
All right. You're good, man. That's a good line.
Call.
I like
great
it.
Call.
That's solid.
I used to get that fried bologna when I was a kid. My mom's from Alabama, so she's all about that. That's good stuff, man. Fried bologna.
I've never had. I've never had the fried bologna.
Yeah, I don't know that I have either.
All right, I'll have to try that. Real quick, Cowboy John Brad, Windsor, Ontario. We got password warming up. So Cowboy John Brad, south of the U.S.-Canadian border in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Okay. Happy birthday, beer-drinking Brian. Simone Bowles for withdrawing to take care of your mental health. But then I have a 160 IQ, not an 84 IQ like a lot of people. And anyway, happy 72nd birthday, Vita Blue.
Way to be hateable.
Yeah, happy 72nd birthday, Vita Blue, who was the 1971 American League Most Valuable Player and Rookie of the Year. And also, let's see, Harry Kane's 28. I think he was one of Taylor Swift's 15 boyfriends.
And where are the white women
26,
at?
Soulja Boy, 31. Lori Loughlin, who's a Swindlers, 57. Rob Jensen, 44. The White Don King. Dana White's 52 today. Afro Man's 47.
White Don King.
And Nichols, Matthews, 33. Monica Abbott, 36. Nolan G. Funk, 35. Ali Kleger's 37. And yesterday... yesterday, Norman Lear, the old TV producer of All
Dick
the Family,
won't be denied.
Two times and everybody else was 99. And anyway,
and get
thank
ass
you
on Facebook.
Tomorrow morning, Black Cowboys and the Bucks and Blondes Matter. Rabbi.
Hey, where are the white women at?
There's no better way to announce you're a douche than say, I have a higher IQ than you people, and that's why my opinion means more. All right. Very good, Cowboy. Thank you for that. You're so smart. You're so smart. Look at you. We've got Password, the word game of the stars. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show's not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is...
Password. You idiot.
Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. It's time now for Password, the word game of the stars. And who do we have playing Password today? Let's check in our contestants. We have, let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Chris in Minnesota. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ben.
What's going on? What's going on with you this morning?
I drive semi for UPS. I'm on the way from Stevens Point back to Minneapolis.
Look at that. And how much longer do you have before you get to where you need to be?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. And then after that, are you done, or do you got to go back in somewhere else?
Nope.
Do it again.
Go home, go to bed, and then do it again at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, okay. And get the nocturnal schedule. I got you. All right, well, very good. Hold on a sec here. You are going to be one of our contestants. Chris in Minnesota driving the truck right now. About 90 minutes more in his day. And Eddie, you can either pick let's see here. Let me do the geography on this. You can pick close or a little further. Close or a little further. Go ahead.
Close.
All right. Then you have picked Josh in Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin and Minnesota, big rivalry there. And so we say hello to Josh. Hello, Josh.
Big Ben, how you doing?
What's going on, Josh? What part of Minnesota, or what kind of part of Wisconsin, excuse me, are you in?
Well, you'll like this. I'm actually in Minnesota right now.
Oh, okay. All right, but it says Josh in Wisconsin. Yeah. You crossed
over. Yeah, I live in a town about 4 minutes from the border, and I work in Minnesota every day.
Ah, are the taxes cheaper? All right, we don't have time for small talk, but you'll have to call again. But let's play the game. Chris, who do you want to partner up with?
You bet.
All right, good job by you, Chris. Josh, who do you want to partner up with, Josh?
Let's do this, Eddie.
No, don't pick him.
All right, Josh.
Come on, boo. Okay, Chris, pick a number 1 to 10, and there's a word associated with the number.
8.
What do you say? 8?
8.
All right, let's go. Let's see here. How about this? The clue is, how about pressure?
Tough.
What do you say?
Tough?
Tough, okay. No, Eddie, go ahead.
Let's see, Josh.
Hurry up. Chop, chop.
Emphasize?
What?
Emphasize.
Number 8, he said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Josh?
Blank.
Blank? That's not
blank. All right, no. Blank it is. That's a bad clue. Let's go with, let's see here. I said pressure. How about tension? Tension. Chris in Minnesota?
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure, yes. You always get those multi-word answers in password. I feel like we should throw this out, but Eddie, go ahead. Well, this is not going to get anyone right on this.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Let's do the Mahler maneuver here. I think this is not going to work, but mental...
friction.
No. What is it? Friction?
No.
Friction.
The right clue would have been anxiety.
Could have done that. Do these guys? No, they don't know what it is.
Anyone? Anxiety? Anyone? Guess? Anyone?
No.
Stress.
It was stress. Stress was the word.
Oh, it's over.
It's a shutout. You didn't win, Eddie.
Oh, it's a soccer game.
You didn't win.